So welcome everyone to yet another Reiki healing session from us at Unicorn Insight and Unicorn Insight Energy and Frequency Medicine, a new way of transforming body, mind, and spirit. All right, and this session is very special because I know a lot of our people who are watching us now and who will also watch it later are looking forward to it because weight loss is something. When you hear weight loss, you're like, okay, wow, I want to try this. I want to try everything about weight loss. At least I have been like this. And last week, me and Anjali, whenever we decide this session to talk about this session, Anjali said, Ashwini, let's do weight loss wala na. I was like, oh, wow, yes, I would love that. And I'm sure so many people would love that. So thank you for suggesting that. And welcome to this amazingly powerful Reiki healing session. Many of you will think, how can Reiki help in weight loss? And how is it possible that Reiki can help weight loss? Is it true? Or is it aise kuch bhi bol rahe hai? Aajkal log kuch bhi bolte hai. Is it possible? Let me tell you, after I received my first attunement in 2013, I had absolutely no clue how, but I went into the most fittest shape of all time. And a lot of times this would happen because I would do my chakra balancing daily, all the activities which we were taught in the Reiki classes, of course, including chakra balancing. It helped me not just to release stress, because today I'm going to talk about how stress is such an important factor in weight. I think that's my personal experience, not telling you which is just written or anything of that, but how weight and stress are related. And I think for the next 1.5 to 2 years, I used to do chakra balancing every day regularly, and my weight was at all time. I was in the most fittest level of my weight. Of course, later, different things happened, and I would not do it every day. But in my experience, if you work with your chakras, with your energy centers, weight loss will not be very difficult. It seems very difficult, but it is not. So that was my experience. So first question everyone will ask us, Anjali, will be, is weight loss with Reiki real, or are we just are we just giving just claims to attract people and all of that? So, Anjali, I want to hear your sharing as well, because I know even you are someone who has been deeply benefited by energy medicine. And we are seeing you, and every time I see Anjali, Anjali, kya kar rahe ho yaar? Anjali, how come you are losing? Anjali is like, ऐसे तो मैं कुछ अलग नहीं कर रही हूँ, क्या क्या मतलब कर रही हूँ जो कर रही हूँ. सो आई सो दैट्स व्हाई ऑफ कोर्स शी सजेस्टेड. सो ओवर टू यू, मे बी इफ यू वांट टू शेयर समथिंग, प्लीज डू. या
Ashwini, I have seen from past so many years, many of my friends and all in my circle and all, they are desperate to have their ideal weight. I wouldn't say weight loss, lose weight or something, but they are not happy with their own body. They want to look more fit.
Correct.
They may be more slimmer, maybe, and it happens with everyone, to be very honest.
Absolutely.
I also used to see myself in the mirror and would think, थोड़ा सा टमी अंदर होता है ना, और तो इट वुड हैव बीन गुड, थोड़ा सा. अदरवाइज आई हैव बीन प्रॉपर फिट एंड ऑल, बट इन ऑल दिस थिंग्स ना, जजमेंट्स, फर्स्ट इज वी जज अवर सेल्फ एंड अवर बॉडी, एंड वी डोंट अप्रिशिएट व्हाट वी ऑलरेडी हैव, हाउ अवर बॉडी इज सपोर्टिंग अस, कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग टू अस. सो इन ऑल दिस ईयर्स आई हैव सीन सो मेनी पीपल गोइंग थ्रू दिस, हैविंग दिस थॉट्स एंड ऑल. And to be very honest, I never had that thoughts.
करेक्ट,
Like, of course, थोड़ा सा टमी अंदर होता इज वन थिंग,
इज
बट
वन
वेट
थिंग.
लूज करना है, आई एम ओवर वेट, आई
करेक्ट,
डोंट हैव एनी वेस्ट लाइन एनी मोर. एंड विथ रिस्पेक्ट टू वेस्ट लाइन एंड ऑल, स्पेशली आई हैव सीन आफ्टर डिलीवरिंग अ चाइल्ड, मेनी पीपल हैव दिस थॉट्स, अरे ये तो होना ही है, वी गेन वेट एंड ऑल,
करेक्ट,
देन वी लूज अवर शेप एंड ऑल. And sometimes I have seen people, especially females, go into depression also with that. Yeah, they lose the self-confidence, morale,
कॉन्फिडेंस.
and all.
करेक्ट करेक्ट करेक्ट.
But to me, I have seen this all things, but what my perspective is that now with all tools and energy medicine and all, which I have been practicing, like earlier you were saying about chakra cleaning and all, which I regularly do, it has helped me to be more conscious about my health.
Yeah.
And that is contributing and, you know, showing results in my body also.
Yeah.
To be very honest.
Absolutely.
Like I'll just say, now it has been almost a year that I have been, you know, having healthy diet and all. That doesn't mean I don't eat junk food. I do love and enjoy junk food. Yesterday only I had a pav bhaji and all, to be very honest.
मेरे तो मुंह में पानी आ रहा है पाव भाजी सुन के.
You know, people associate weight loss and all with this thing that you have to let go of all the food items you like.
Yes.
Everything you crave and you like and you enjoy. But it is not so. Like, I have been in this journey now from past 1 year where I start my day with healthy food. And throughout the day, I maintain certain level of consciousness of what I'm intaking in my body as a food and all. And then that has helped me to be, you know, more conscious also, and has helped me achieve my weight. Ideal weight, I would say. I have not, I think, been on weighing scale from past many months also.
Absolutely.
But I can feel healthy, refreshed and all. And that is what the intention is today, to contribute to people and have their own ideal weight where they feel healthy, refreshed and also, you know, feel happy about what they have.
The way their body is. And, you know, thank
yes.
you for saying that, because for me as well, I believe that I don't climb the weighing scale for many, many months, but I see my body transforming. And, you know, this is something which I always want to share. And today I'm talking this out very openly. I am someone who can just have 1 hour of a workout and I can look leaner just 1 hour later. Okay. And this has always been. And I used to always say this as a child, or, you know, as a, I won't say as a child, but as a young adult, maybe in my teens and early 20s, I would say that I can just go for 1 hour workout and my body will change into a slim one. And people would say, kuch bhi bolti hai, matlab kuch bhi bolo. But then I read about this in Dr. Dane, when Dr. Dane here has written exactly a very similar phenomenon in his book, The Magic. Okay, it's an access consciousness book, wonderful book. I will prescribe to everyone. So he's written that he would go for a run for 1 hour and he would come back and he would have the body of an athlete. And he told this to people and people said, it's not possible. Okay. Now, this is a point of view, right? Now, Anjali and me, we both are access body process practitioners as well. And we have seen this with a lot of changes happening when we consciously talk to our body, when we consciously connect to our body. And when I read that, I realized this was exactly the way my, you know, in my early 20s, my teens, I used to believe this. And as I grew up, I thought, okay, maybe it's possible. Nahi hai. But when I read this, I realized that our body has the habit to metamorphosize. It actually has, it can metamorphosize. And only because we are holding judgments about weight and about body, that I have to work out 3 hours every week. I have to work out, say, 5 hours a week. And only then I will be able to get into the shape. Now, see, if you are working out for fun, for joy, for health, it's amazing. Like, I love working out too. I love my cardio. I love my Zumba. You know, there are times I have worked out like properly in a gym and I've enjoyed it. But when you hate it and when you create that as a, you're feeling heavy, you can't wake up in the morning, you can't get out of the bed, you're going to the gym, you are cursing your body, you're saying, arre, kuch bhi karo, ye pet to nahi jata, ye nahi jata.
Correct.
Then, you know, you lose the whole essence of life, and that applies also to diets, to exercise. And that's the reason I say that our body is capable of creating whatever it wants to, only if we release the judgments and the limiting beliefs about our body, right?
True.
And at the start of this session, I spoke about chakra balancing. So chakra balancing, it was not just that I did chakra balancing. Okay, chalo, kiya chakra balancing.
Yeah.
With the chakra balancing, my awareness about my body started changing. Okay, so I started knowing that, okay, this is the food which doesn't suit me anymore. and I don't feel like eating it because my body is rejecting the food. It is not me rejecting it. It is my body rejecting it, right? And then I stop eating that, and I feel very light after not eating that. Okay.
Yeah.
Similarly, I feel light about, okay, chalo, today the weather is very good. It's really a very nice weather today. You're in Singapore. It's like it was raining in the morning, and you know, it's like a very nice that you want to sleep, that kind of weather.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just feel like going out, and just, you know, it was windy in the morning. So I feel like just sometimes going for a walk. And when I feel that, I act accordingly. And if I keep doing that, my body changes. So what happens after Reiki or chakra balancing? A lot of awareness starts coming up.
Right.
And if you act according to, abhi aapko act karna hai according to that awareness. And once you start acting according to that awareness, a lot of things will start shifting in the way that you will not even understand that what your body will, how your body will surprise you. And we will feel that, okay, this is what, you know, my body's capacity is, which I'm not able to, which I felt I was not able to do it, but I'm able to do it.
True.
I'm able to do it. So we will talk about that as well. And Anjali, thank you for sharing that, because I have seen Anjali changing, you know, with her diet. And of course, that doesn't mean that she doesn't have junk food. We've gone out so many times in the past.
Yeah.
We have eaten. And
I'm one person who likes to hog onto food and sweets and desserts. And believe me, I don't restrict myself.
Absolutely.
Of course, people who know me, they would say I eat in small portions. But that is what the awareness I get.
Yes.
And this energy healing and Reiki especially, and with the, of course, body class
body
and
process.
All, body processes and all, it has helped me to listen to my own body. Like,
absolutely.
I used to have a breakfast earlier, heavy breakfast and all. It is a must for me. It was like that.
Yeah.
I would hog on to misal pav when I was working in a corporate, or dosas and all.
Correct.
Now, with this Reiki, and when I started practicing Reiki regularly, almost from past 1 year, it is like I start my day with healthy eating, like fruit or a vegetable.
Absolutely.
You know, like cucumber. As simple as cucumber, I start my day with that, and that has helped me, you know, maintain my refreshments levels also, my energy levels also.
Energy levels, yeah.
Energy levels also, and it has helped me, you know, to be, of course, it has helped me in my skin and all also,
yes,
look good,
yes,
feel
yes,
good.
Yes.
And that is how I believe that Reiki helps us, you know, in being more conscious and aware and listening to our own self also.
Listening to
which
our
we
own
sometimes dull, you know.
Absolutely.
We sometimes ignore also. Like,
absolutely.
If sometimes yesterday I was feeling craving for pav bhaji, sometimes I crave for rajma chawal in a rainy day, I just hog on to that also.
Or pani puri. I know pani puri is everyone's
favorite. Pani puri, everything. And you know, that is what my belief also is, that when we see something which we like and we are like, nahi yaar ye khaungi to moti ho jaungi, this
correct.
Is not, I am on a diet and I shouldn't be eating this. And when you're craving and you're killing your own, it is like killing your own desires and
absolutely
all. That doesn't
absolutely.
Help anyone.
And also being guilty, you know, after you eat, I
yeah.
always tell people, if you eat a bar of chocolate and if you feel guilty,
true.
Are maine khaya, you are just, it's just defeating the purpose. And you know, I like
yeah.
how Gary says about take 3 full bites. Like, and I observed this. Sometimes you eat the food, you just enjoy, you relish it, maybe
right.
you take 3 to 4 spoons of that and you feel content, you know,
right.
And then you can move to the next item on your plate, and you may just
yeah.
need. So sometimes the portion of the food we eat, we might not need more portion. We eat more
correct.
Portion because we feel we are hungry. And you know, another tool I often talk about is, how many people are you eating for? I often
yeah.
ask this for myself, because I have all my life, I've moved to have a very large appetite. Like, I used to eat like really, like, you know, huge appetite. I used to eat a lot. And then I realized that my body doesn't need that much.
True.
It doesn't mean I'm not well nourished or something, but I realized that over a period of time, that maybe that is something which, you know, if you eat mindfully,
yeah.
a lot of things will change. So
yeah.
we are again saying that please don't judge yourself for eating or not eating anything.
True.
also what you eat. Don't shame yourself that if you eat a lot of spicy food or oily food, don't shame yourself for that. But be aware, and your body will know what it is to eat
Yeah.
and what it is to not eat. So just follow
True.
that awareness. I'm sure a lot of things will start changing for you. Right?
True.
So Anjali, that brings me to our next topic. So this was something which when I was on a fitness program with one of my wellness coaches in 2018, one thing when she wrote down about what I eat and all, and I'm someone, this is just the way I am as a person. I'm not someone who likes to munch. Okay, I'm someone who likes to eat proper, well-cooked food. Like, mujhe proper, you give me a full dal chawal wala meal. Yeah, dal chawal do, roti sabzi do, ya any other cuisine, if I'm eating, say, Mexican or Japanese. I like to eat the mainstream food, but I'm not someone who will eat, snacks. Like, chalo, aaj chakli ban gaya, wo khaungi, aaj chivda ban gaya, wo khaungi, ye khaungi. I'm not the chatpata eater. So she was like, Ashwini, you are among the very few people I know who is not a chatpata eater. So, kaha se aa gaya weight? How did I gain weight? And that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And she pointed out one thing. She told me that, because you take a lot of stress, you have a habit of putting on weight because of cortisol. And uske pehle maine ye sab suna nahi tha, because any time I used to go to a fitness trainer or a dietitian, they would first shame me that don't eat this, don't eat that, ye mat khao, wo mat
khao. True.
So she said that, I feel portions tumhare thode kam karoge, theek hai, but if you're hungry, don't starve yourself.
Yeah.
But, cortisol, so I asked her, okay, so please tell me what is cortisol and how can I avoid that? So she said that basically cortisol is, like many of you, I'm sure a lot of people, because people are well-read and most of our people who are watching this might be aware of this. I was not aware of this 5 years ago. So she said it's like an inbuilt alarm system, cortisol. So agar aapko, you see a danger somewhere and you are stressed out, it could be something as little as you have a deadline at work and you feel that you are on a very stressful kind of a system. Your body will, adrenal glands se connected hai, and your body will start making cortisol and the cortisol will be released. And this cortisol will, it has many other things which will happen in your body. But worst is it will impact your weight and you will your body will start showing as if it's a weight gain. And I told her, okay, how do I go about it? And she said it's one of the best ways to work through it is, of course, like yoga and all of that. She spoke about it and also what foods I can have. And, she gave that program. But then I just connected it to Reiki and I realized that now the way Reiki works is like energy medicine, any energy medicine, whether it is Reiki, whether it is any other form of energy medicine, it works very closely with your endocrine glands. Okay. And your endocrine glands are the first ones to be impacted when you start a regular Reiki practice. Okay, and I connected, I just joined the dots because I told her, dekho, mujhe to medicine and physical medicine or body ke bare mein to kuch pata nahi hai. I only know energy medicine. And with energy medicine, I know one thing that if I work, that was the reason I had lost weight just by chakra balancing, because all my endocrine glands were balanced and all the secretions were well maintained. So she said, yeah, you're right. So I was like, I don't know whether technically this is correct, but I think that was the reason. So now, when we work with the solar plexus chakra, now solar plexus chakra is very closely related to the adrenals. And because it is connected to the adrenals, cortisol levels can be, reduced. Because of course, stress reduction hota hai, cortisol levels fall and, your body starts, your body stops going in the danger wala zone, that kuch hone wala hai. And even if there are things which are impacting your life, it could be something like stress at work, maybe your child is not keeping well, maybe you have an elder in the family who is not keeping well, or you have any money tensions, you could have anything basically, or you just had a very bad day at work and you are worried about what to do. You don't understand what to do. And, that time your body is in that state and cortisol may be released. So then, I started because I was so lucky to have a fitness and the person who was guiding me on my fitness journey, she was also a metaphysics, a follower of metaphysics and all that. She believed in energy medicine. So she told me that, okay, so you know, now our aim is to make sure your cortisol levels start falling down so that you can lose weight. And again, when I went through all of that, I realized that I again lost 8.5 kgs. That also I did. I was not doing anything very vigorous. I was not make, you know, I was doing my regular Zumba, which I always do. I was having my regular meals. Another thing which she guided me through was intermittent fasting. At that point of time, I felt I would never be able to do it. But later I realized my body is capable of doing that too, because it's, you know, it's how your mind works. And I think the mind is very important aspect of your weight loss journey. So, you know, so this was one thing which I wanted to share. And today, when me and Anjali were making the pointers, we were like, okay, so let's talk about cortisol. You know, just Anjali, waiting for you to add your details on this.
Yeah, so Ashwini, like you said, your journey, I realized recently that, you know, after doing this energy healing and all, taking it seriously, I would say, if I can say that also, to be very honest. But when I became more aware of it, I started, you know, one thing I started letting go was of the weight of the expectations of other people. Be it family, be it our friends, colleagues, bosses, corporate world. Once I started letting go of that, you know, attachment to that things, what their opinions were, what their expectations were, that also somewhere helped me bring my stress levels down.
Wow, yes.
And it also helped me, you know, like it just showed in my body weight loss and all, how that stress, how that would increase that expectations, the burdens I was carrying of my family's expectations and my colleagues and bosses and corporate world, my work life and all expectations and all. Once I started letting it go, I realized that it is showing in my body also that that was the weight I was carrying, which was not needed.
Correct.
This was not even mine. It was the expectation of somebody else's, which I was, you know, storing within me. So sometimes, you know, that also helps that this emotional issues, we have heard it many times, you know.
Right.
We may be carrying the emotional
emotions. Yes, yes, yes. We are going to talk about emotions in the next.
Emotional reasons, maybe, you know, the factor behind our weight gain and all. Like when we say when woman births a child, she gains a weight.
Of course.
She gains weight and all. So that also is like she is going through certain emotions and all.
Yes.
That's why she might be gaining the weight. That is one of the example. But, you know, we all carry it unknowingly, knowingly and all. And once we start letting that also go, that also helps. Sometimes what happens is that we do many diets. We follow many diets and all. Sometimes I have seen the person who is following the eating healthy throughout his or her life, but are not able to lose the weight, not
absolutely
get
yes
the either
yes.
way.
Yes,
these
yes.
emotional reasons may be the factors, you know, that they are
yes.
having carrying those weights, and
absolutely.
Looking into that also may help, or rather not going into the detail what are those emotional reasons, but you know, with this healing also we may not need to, you know, go into that reasons also what
yes
those
yes
are
exactly
emotional
exactly
and it automatically, you know, raises our consciousness to
yes.
And shows what we are supposed to do, we are supposed to follow, and that also helps.
Yes, yes. And Anjali, that's why, you know, I would say that you actually touched upon what our third topic today was, belief system versus weight. Because our belief system also determines a lot of reasons why we put on weight. Also, you know, we believe that but after a particular age, this is what will happen to my body. I will look like this, you know, and different reasons. And I think the stronger we hold on to those beliefs, the more we hold on to expectations and of course the emotions. All of that gets stored in our body. Just as I say, even trauma gets stored in your body. If you have gone through a very bitter time in your life, maybe, you know, like I said, if you lost a job or something really went bad in your life, you lost a loved one, or it could be anything. People get out of, you know, maybe a toxic relationship, a toxic marriage. And after that, I see people gain a lot of weight because you have stored that trauma in your body. So I think one of the reasons also for having that extra weight is the trauma. So I still remember this is, I'm going to quickly talk about this real life case which we once had way back in 2016 or 17, where I just started my practice. And I remember there was a lady who had come to me. She had come for counseling for issues at work, and she was not able to find a job, and she was very frustrated. She was just a new mother, I think a 2 or 3 year old kid, and she got back to work, and you know, there was a lot of chaos going on in her life. But at that point of time, after the session we did, one thing which she pointed out was, in her late teens, there was a time where her family went through a very very bad time in terms of financial issues. Like, a father lost a job and he was the only earning member, and you know, they just went through a lot of struggles, mm-hmm. and trauma during that time, and those 2 years were very difficult for her. And that was the time, she said, after that she gained a lot of weight in mm-hmm. her early 20s, and then she had issues again post her marriage, losing weight again, and she would go on these yo-yo diets, you know. She would diet and then again lose weight and again gain weight. And then we just spoke, like, she had multiple sessions where we spoke about when was the first time in your life you gained weight. And she said the first time she gained weight was in her late teens because of this issue, because the trauma was stored in her body, and anything traumatic happens to her, those triggers get activated, she again ends up gaining weight. So the only thing to do was to go back and heal that part of her. Now, as you all are aware, Reiki goes across time and space. If you had an issue in childhood, which was something you have not yet healed, and maybe it is 20, 30, 40 years to that, but you're still holding that trauma in your body. So through Reiki, we can actually go back to that time and heal that issue. And you will see changes right now, because that was what we call as the point of creation or the root cause of the disease, which can get healed. Mm-hmm. Of course, we go much in detail. Sometimes it's a past life issue. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's a childhood issue. But all I want to say today is, a lot of stuff is stored in our body, especially trauma. Anything which is very painful gets stored in your body. Give your body time, process that pain, and just, you know, allow it to heal. So that is one another thing which today I wanted to talk about, was trauma gets stored in your body, and a lot of times stored trauma in your body causes increase in weight. Now, if you are trying everything, you are eating healthy, you are exercising, you are running, you appointed a trainer, but you are still not able to do that, it is because there is this trauma in your body. Go to the root cause and heal that trauma, and you will see weight change. So today, when we practically channel healing, we are going to give it for everyone who is watching this. And this will go across time, space, dimensions. It will go to your childhood or the first time where you gained weight, and we will work on that. Right, Anjali?
Yes.
And finally, one point which I want to speak about is about body hatred and stress eating. I see many of us do stress eating because we are trying to compensate for something. You know, somewhere we are very disappointed, and we are trying to compensate for that disappointment and that pain through eating. Now, we know something is not good for our body. Like, for instance, there are times when you are actually craving for a sugar drink, okay? Maybe any of the aerated drinks, Coke or Pepsi or whatever. And maybe at that point of time, your body is looking for a fruit, right? And you are drinking that. Now, again, we are not going into the wrongness of anything. Of course, if you are going to gulp one Coke can every day, it's definitely going to do bad to your body. But, you know, ekhad bar samjho, you just gulp a sweet sugary drink. The next time, probably, you do not want to have it again, but your body has a memory of that. And your body just wants to recreate that memory, okay? And that is the reason we keep having those things again and again. And that's why, you know, that they cause impact on your body. So like Anjali said, like, having pav bhaji once a while and hogging, it's okay.
Yeah.
But if you make that everyday thing because of stress, if that is the way, if that is what you're using to deal with stress, then that is what causes issue, because you're eating it or you're drinking it because you believe it will relieve you of stress. And it is not because your body genuinely feels like having it. And just having, you know, like when we talk about mindfulness eating, or when we say, okay, let your body, give your body whatever it wants. A lot of people misread it as, चलो सब खा सकते हैं, मतलब सब खा सकते हैं, बट ओनली व्हेन योर बॉडी इज आस्किंग फॉर इट, व्हेन योर बॉडी इज एक्चुअली लुकिंग फॉर इट. बट समटाइम्स वी ऑपरेट फ्रॉम मेमोरीज, ओके, वी आर नॉट ऑपरेटिंग फ्रॉम अवेयरनेस, वी आर ऑपरेटिंग फ्रॉम द मेमोरी दैट वो लास्ट टाइम आई हैड पाव भाजी, वहां पे मुझे बहुत अच्छी लगी थी, आई एम गोइंग टू ईट इट टूडे. योर बॉडी माइट बी सेइंग, हे लिसन, यू आर नॉट हंग्री, यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू ईट राइट नाउ, राइट नाउ इज नॉट द टाइम, बट यू विल से चल चल चल, मैं बोलती हूँ पाव भाजी खाना है खा लो. सो दिस इज समथिंग विच आई ऑफ्टन टॉक अबाउट, एंड स्ट्रेस मेक्स अवर अवेयरनेस गो डाउन. With stress, we don't really understand whether it is your body wanting or whether it's a tongue wanting, right? So I did my first body class, Access Consciousness body class in 2018. And I'm not a coffee drinker, okay? I'm not someone who has a lot of coffee. Like I have it sometime once a while. Like today I had it just before this call. So but during the class, I felt like having coffee. Okay. And I was like, okay. All right, chalo, maybe it's my body wanting. And I kept asking, okay, body, do you really want coffee? The body kept saying no. And I was like, okay, then who wants coffee? And I realized that there were so many people around me who wanted to have coffee. And I was just
Yeah,
catching
picking
those
up
feelings. Yeah.
that.
So I asked, okay, who does this belong to? And who wants coffee? Then I thought, okay, does my tongue want coffee? Because the is it maybe my body doesn't want, maybe the taste buds just want it. The answer came no. And then I realized that, okay, there were 10 people in the room, or maybe because that we had a 50, 60 people batch, there were maybe 10 or 20 people who wanted to have coffee. And then I asked my body, okay, body, what is it that you want? And you know, my body just wanted some nice warm water, ginger warm water with some honey. And I just felt good having that. And this is many times we are also eating for people around us, right? And we are many times we are not understanding during festivals, why do we hog? Because we meet people. Everyone likes to have moti chur ka laddu and kaju katli and gulab jamun. And we feel, okay, even I want to have, maybe your body doesn't need it. So what happens with stress is your body's awareness gets cut off, right? And hence our awareness, we are not able to identify your awareness. So of course, you know, that's a separate topic. And when we do body process classes, that definitely is something which I can talk about how to let your body awareness be at its peak and how to allow it to make more sense to you. And one final point before I give it away, give it over to you, Anjali, is about you know, like body hatred. I think our generation, I think this whole millennial generation, all people who are born from 1980s to early 90s, I would say our generation, we all, as we were growing up, you know, the world opened up in the 1990s and we started seeing fashion from all over the world. We started seeing models who were skinny sized, you know, like very, very skinny models. And we believed that that was the ideal body type. And I still remember, like, I don't do that anymore, but I would always compare myself to any skinny person I see. And I was never skinny. I must always say, I would always be in the medium size. I was never skinny. All my life, I've never been skinny. And I would have a lot of hatred for my body because I was not skinny. Okay. And I would do everything possible to, I would go on fat diets. I remember me and my friend, we once did GM diet where we actually were. And you know, then my mom was like, what the hell are you doing? You're not eating anything. You will faint. What are you doing? Like, I've actually done even extreme diets in my 20s, even in my 30s. And I would compare it to my body to a lot of people, and I would have absolute hatred, you know. And recently something happened. There was a dress which my sister had got for me, and I told her, I have no way I'm going to fit into that dress. And she said, of course you'll fit into, just try. And I tried, and it fit me so well. And I was, wow, you know, sometimes we are not aware of what our bodies are capable of. But you know, in my early youth, I started having a lot of hatred for my body, which made me gain more weight. And the moment I realized that, you know, body hatred is not going to work here, you know, and I learned a lot of stories from a lot of people who were skinny, but who had a lot of issues and who had a lot of health issues going on. And that was the time I realized one thing. And of course, with body process, with Reiki, a lot of things started changing. And I realized that one of the reasons why we are having weight issues is because we hate our bodies. And there are no reasons to hate our bodies. Our bodies are so wonderful. I mean, you know, the way I would say that, and I know there are many mothers who are on this call, like we have Kay, we have Valeri, Shehnaz, you know, I know all of you who are mothers, and what a woman, like Anjali, you said, what a woman goes through when she gives birth to another life. And women bodies are beautiful. They are capable of doing so much. Like, you know, the way our bodies function, whether we show up for ourselves, whether we are that source of strength for someone else, we are just beautiful. And if we stop stereotyping us beyond what we see on television, on media, and if we stop hating our bodies, and if we stop thinking like, okay, the only way to be healthy is to lose weight, I think we can do wonders. And the kind, so this is something which I always love to put out, that I've, in, you know, till 5 to 6 years ago, I've hated my body a lot. And one fine day I said, enough is enough. Okay. I love myself the way I am. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to be in awareness, but I'm not going to hate my body anymore. I just love the way I am. And I will try to be fit because I want to be healthy, not because, oh, I have to fit in that size zero dress. Yeah. Oh, this is the way. So body hatred is another thing what I think puts, because you are telling your body, hey, look, you're fat. And the body says, okay, I'm fat. And the body becomes more and more of that, you know. So I think one of the things you could stop doing is comparing yourself. When you look at your picture, stop saying that, oh, my arm is looking fat, my stomach is not paid under nahi hai mera, this is the way I look, oh, I wish I had that perfect jawline. Stop saying all of that. Okay. And you know, the more you accept your body, the faster you will see yourself getting healthy. And Kaizen writes that, I'm loving the way this session is. Thank you, Kay. Yeah. Thank you so much. And even we are enjoying, I'm sure. Anjali is excited. Over to you, Anjali. I've said a lot. Now, aapki bari. Please share.
I'm just excited now to give the healing, to be very honest, because whatever you said resonated so much. Yesterday only, I was saying to my sister that, you know, in my pics, one of my bosses would judge that when I smile, my jaws are visible. So I should smile a little less. And then it was a judgment like, oh, I don't look good in pics when I smile. So I stopped smiling. God. Eventually, with this energy healing and all, I was like, I'll be myself. I'll not judge anything. And you know, I have received so many feedbacks from many people that they like the smile on my
face. Even I like your smile. Even I like that's you. You have such a beautiful, vibrant smile. Yeah. And I think,
and it feels so light to me.
Yes, Kay is also writing that I have major complex while posing for photos. So do I, you know. And, you know, we hear all these things. And we often, when we see the picture, the first thing, when you see a picture click, the first thing you say, main isme moti lag rahi hu. How many of us do that? I think all women, most women, and most of my friends, you know, most of my friends, my clients, I've seen everyone is so beautiful and everyone is so wonderful in the way they are. But main jab dusron ke photos dekhti hu na, mujhe to lagta hai mere sare friends acche dikh rahe hai, main hi achhi nahi dikh rahi. Well, that is with everyone. So, you know, I think this is the time we come out with that fear and we tell ourselves that, okay, no matter what, even if the way my body is, I accept my body the way it is, and I thank my body
and
for
I'm
daily
beautiful. I accept myself. I love myself. I enjoy myself. The thinking, if we carry, you know, absolutely, then that helps a lot and it changes your reality. To be very honest,
absolutely.
Once I started being more myself, stopped being judgmental about my looks, I started enjoying myself.
Yes,
that is what the intent, you know, should be, that you enjoy yourself. When you look again at those pictures, those are the memories that gives you joy.
Absolutely. Such beautiful memories. And Anjali, you know, after I started this practice of self-love with this, I once received a message from a friend, like, of course, all love and respect for her, because she actually spoke to me about it. But she said, Ashwini, you know, I'm really happy. I'm really proud of you because in spite of being so fat, you are happy. I was like, okay, now is that a compliment or is that a judgment?
Okay.
And I was like, okay, what do you mean by it? She's like, no, if I was fat like you, I would have been very sad, but you are very happy. I was like, okay, now tell me what is fat, okay? And of course, I was upset with that comment because straight away telling someone, so it was almost like hearing that, okay, you shouldn't be happy, but how
Correct.
can you be happy? Okay,
Right.
and it really disturbed me a lot. And I actually, I told her, okay, so what do you mean by fat? She's like, no, you are not thin, and you're still happy, you know, because if I was like you, I would have starved myself. Main ye karti, wo karti. Very, very innocent way. Of course, I know she didn't mean to hurt me or all, but she was actually thinking that how come this girl is thinking this way? How come she's so happy with whatever? And I was like, अच्छा इसका मतलब मैं फैट हूँ क्या? That was what I like. मुझे तो लगता है मैं फैट नहीं हूँ अभी. I think
Yeah,
and
that is
that's
the burden we carry, you know,
the
of
burden we
other
carry.
people's opinion also, and then we make it as our reality also
Absolutely,
sometimes.
absolutely, absolutely. But what I want to say is, it really upset me. It really triggered me, and I had two choices now: whether to go on a crazy 7-day, diet where I'm
Crash
starving
diet.
myself, crash diet, पूरा सब करूँ,
Yes.
या to okay say okay. Then I was like, okay, well, that's an interesting point of view she has,
Correct.
and maybe that is opinion of her herself, and
Right.
I also told her that maybe you can get inspired by me. That's what I said, after I settled a little bit. And she said, "Ha, yaar,
Yeah.
maybe I have to get inspired that I don't have to curse myself and my body more." And of course, but see, this is how this whole thing goes. So yeah, so Anjali, do you have to share anything before we start channeling the healing process to all our amazing people who are
Yes,
watching this?
just small one thing.
Yes.
Love yourself, enjoy yourself, do whatever, wear whatever you like, eat whatever you like. And once we start living that way, we see it in our reality. And when we see the pictures of ours, it is
We
the
love ourselves.
memories that we see, the fun we
Absolutely.
had,
The
and
fun
not
we
how
had.
fat we are looking or how we can be more better.
Absolutely. So, Anjali, about 11 to 12 years ago, I went to Bali with my sister. And throughout, after the trip, whenever I used to see my pictures, I used to feel, oh God, I'm so fat. Oh God, I'm so fat. Oh God. रिसेंटली आई सॉ द पिक्चर्स एंड आई वाज लाइक, ये इसको मैं फैट बोलती हूँ? एक तो ये फैट नहीं है, ऊपर से आई जस्ट थिंक ऑफ द गुड मेमोरीज एंड सच अ वंडरफुल टाइम वी हैड. बिकॉज आई वाज लाइक, ओ आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू वेयर शॉर्ट्स बिकॉज आई एम फैट, आई एम नॉट. बट बेसिकली आई थिंक इट वॉज सच अ वंडरफुल ट्रिप एंड वी हैड सच अ गुड टाइम, मी एंड माई सिस्टर, दैट आई जस्ट गो बैक एंड सी द मेमोरीज लाइक यू सेड. सो लव योर सेल्फ, एब्सोल्यूटली लव योर सेल्फ. एंड let us start channeling Reiki now. Okay, Anjali, are we ready to channel or do you have to add anything?
Yes, excited for it.
Excited. Okay. So for everyone who is watching this, please understand that Reiki is a complementary energy. It's energy medicine. It works at your chakra level. If you are undergoing any medications, any medicines, any treatment, please do not stop it. Also, this is an educational kind of a video. And you can always receive Reiki as an additional thing. So do not consider this as a medical advice. We are not dietitians. We are not doctors. We are not medical doctors, okay? Because I'm still a PhD doctor, but I'm not a medical doctor. So please do not stop any medications, any treatments. This is only something to give you an additional energy, a complementary therapy. Of course, it will work. Again, there are no side effects of Reiki. The only side effect is you will sleep better, will eat better, you will live a better life. So there are no negative side effects of Reiki. And most important, do not listen to this Reiki transmission if you're driving or if you're operating any heavy machinery, because you might fall asleep. Now, again, falling asleep will be because your brain waves will relax and you will go into what we call as either an alpha or theta state of brain, but it will not be sleep. And even if you sleep, you will still receive Reiki. Okay. Also, you can watch this video as many times as possible. If you feel like watching it every day, you can watch it every day. Make sure you drink lots and lots of water after receiving this Reiki healing. If you feel sleepy, you can take a nap. If you feel hungry, just feel free to. So this is going to be for the next 15 minutes. Like, we actually spoke a lot today, but it's going to be for the next 15 minutes. By 15 minutes, we will be done. Okay. So it will go on for the next 15 minutes. And most important, since this is a complimentary gift video from us to all of you, because you are not paying us anything in energy exchange, make sure you either plant a tree or do some kind of work for the environment so that the energy gets balanced. I always say, plant a tree. I am someone, if you give me a chance, I will make the whole world my garden. I will, you know, I will plant every tree possible. So please plant a tree so that you you go for something which is good for the world, which is good for the society. Okay. So with that, we will start with our energy transmission. And I would ask everyone to, if you are wearing any glasses, please remove glasses. If you are, please make sure you are sitting comfortably. Close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out. And you can simply say, I'm now ready to receive energy healing, Reiki healing from Ashwini Chube and Anjali Sampath, because we both will be channeling Reiki for all of you. So close your eyes and simply let yourself receive. And relax yourself completely, ground yourself. Imagine roots growing from the base of your feet, deep down into Mother Earth, grounding you totally and completely. And a big ray of light comes from above, from the sky. And we also invoke the angelic protection from different angels. Archangel Michael with his protection ray. Archangel Raphael with his healing ray, and also Archangel Gabriel through his beautiful white diamond color ray. And we also invoke the presence of Lord Dhanvantari to make sure he protects your space and stays in here. We invoke the presence of Reiki Masters, Master Mika Usui, and the entire lineage of Reiki, which has got us here. All the angels, archangels, ascended masters, and all the divine beings. And allow yourself to receive Reiki from us. Allow yourself to receive Reiki. And we are now going to the first time you ever gained weight in your life. The point of creation. What happened just before that? So go back to that time when you were whatever happened then. Maybe you recollect it or you do not recollect it. So allow yourself simply to go back to that point in time. Whatever trauma you went through, whatever happened then, creating that problem then. Whatever was the root cause of it. Maybe you recollect it, maybe you do not. But no matter what it is, just think of the first time you gained weight. And you can simply say, I now choose to go to the root cause of this, heal all the trauma which caused this weight gain. Whatever excess weight is not mine, And now allow it to be returned back to the sender with consciousness attached. All the belief systems, everything that is not serving me anymore. I let that just go. Also, everywhere I have judged my body, shamed my body, everywhere I have made my body less, everywhere I believe my body cannot. I let that all just go. And I give you a minute to just hold on to that and receive healing, receive Reiki. Just allow yourself to feel all of that and let yourself release. I also ask Archangel Raphael to cut all cords with that memory, with that point of creation of weight. I would ask you to just ask Archangel Raphael to remove the cords which cause trauma. Whatever you are carrying in your body, still you are carrying in your body. From that traumatic experience, trauma could be anything. It could be maybe failing in school or college, it could be as simple as that. Or maybe the first time in your life you faced any kind of failure or rejection. Simply let yourself receive energy and cut cords. Ask Archangel Michael to cut cords with all those memories. And as that happens, take a deep breath. On the exhale, allow Archangel Michael to cut cords. And as that cords get cut, you release all those toxic memories which created weight in the first place. And now we ask all the Reiki masters to fill up the energy with all the healing energy, whatever is required. Please know that this is not our energy or this is not my energy. This is energy of the universe, which is just channeled, being channeled through me and Anjali. And you are receiving it, whatever your body is allowing you to receive. Any other incidences, if you remember, wherever you have judged your body, wherever you believe that you are not able to lose weight. Anywhere you believe, oh, I can't lose weight because I'm a mother now or I've hit a certain age. Whatever it could be. Let all those limiting beliefs get dissolved through the blue light of Archangel Michael and the Reiki energy which is being transmitted right now. And finally, we seal this healing. We seal this healing through love and light. Whatever your body requires at this point of time, whatever stress you've collected in your body gets dissolved. All the stress gets dissolved. And it is replaced by the green light of Raphael and also the beautiful yellow light of Archangel Jophiel, who helps us with divine beauty in everything. so that you can see more beauty in everything. And we ask all the Reiki masters, all the archangels to add finishing touches to this healing. We ask them to help us dissolve all the stress and let go of everything which does not serve you anymore. And finally, we tell ourselves, it is done. It is done. It is done. Allow yourself to completely ground in this process. Integrate the healing. I'll give you a minute to just integrate the healing. And we ask all your divine team, the Reiki masters, the angels, the archangels, ascended masters, to now make sure that they adjust your chakras and aura in such a way which is optimum for you to go out in the world and begin stay with the rest of the day. And we remind you of the layers of protection around you through angels, archangels, Archangel Michael's blue ray, the beautiful green colored light circle of Archangel Raphael, the healing circle of Archangel Raphael, and the beautiful diamond flame of Archangel Gabriel, who puts his crystalline white light around you, protecting you. We remind you of the grounding, your feet on the ground, roots growing from the base of your feet, deep down into Mother Earth. And simply let yourself integrate all this energy, thanking all the light beings. Start bringing your awareness back. Breathe in, breathe out. May rub your palms, slowly get back to your here and now. And whenever you feel ready, thank the light beings who helped us in this process. And gently open your eyes. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Anjali. And I'm going to stop the recording so that we can conclude. And for everyone who is going to watch this later on YouTube, gratitude, please like and share this video if it helps you. And thank you for taking time out and watching us. And thank you.
Thank you, girls.